Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. Ladies, you know. When I opened the door, I saw her standing. Trench coat, high heels, body romantic. I told her to go over to the couch and relax. Lay her down, massage oils on her back. Turned her over and kissed her until she wanted it. Whispered her in the ear that I ain't stopping till the morning then. Picked her up and then took her into the bedroom. Put her on the king size bed, plenty leg room. Kissing on her neck, grabbing her love handle. It's amazing the fact that love handle. Gently went down till my head was on her navel. Ate the box like only a real man would be able. I can hear her saying it's her body that I own. So my tongue went deeper every time that she moaned. She came up from the aquafina float that I drowned in. Put the condom on and went deeper than the mouth, man. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock you. When you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip for this love potion. At the start of verse 2, I'm on round 3. She came 4 times, got that pussy in a mild sleep. As I lay next to him, thinking, damn, man. Clothes on the floor, underwear on the lampstand. Crazy wild sex beat it up like a Van Damme. Say I got a stronger bat than that nigga, Bam Bam. We just making up for the time we ain't seen each other. When we away, she send a text and she feeding rubbers. I'm talking magnums, put it on and it's platinum. It's funny how we're opposites attract like a magnet. You got me feeding, I'm thinking I needed patches on me. Is it weird that I want your nail scratches on me? Thinking the deep strokes when your head is resting on me, breathing so hard that you couldn't give a testimony. I just wanna make you feel good, real spit. Girl, I promise no bullshit. Boss. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip for this love potion.
Always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Do the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. One look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you don't want lace. You whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to take. And we attack each other like it was the last of my case.
Thank you.
into the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, with your back against the wall. Ready to you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, it's as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little now, let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. More passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Money Monday. What's good? It's your hip-hop informer coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. April 2nd it is. It's the first of the first Monday of the second quarter. What's good this evening? Got a little quiet storm groove cracking. I'm just going to share a lot, like an outlandish story. You think about it as you listen, and you decide for yourself if it's a true story or not. I would not typically talk about a story that many people have actually, well, I'm not going to say many people, but at least the people who listen to the show that I listen to in the morning. I'm not going to name names, but I will talk about a letter and get into the specifics of the letter inside this, I'm going to call it a quiet storm. Just want to relax. Stay laid back, keep a laid back atmosphere rolling. Again, TM Hyman, your hip hop informer, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. The team may join, they may not. However, I just want you to groove with me tonight. Hey, here's Chrisette Michelle. It's called Epiphany. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Oh, front porch swings and the evening shade. Sipping on grape-flavored Kool-Aid while Marvin Gaye sings in the background. Let's get it on. Hopscotch, Jack's, red light, green light, Mother May I. Back in the days of soft ways and easy understanding. When I was a little girl, Mama taught me to serve the Lord. Daddy said, little Belle, don't be nobody's fool. Thought I was grown on $5 a week, and staying up all night made me groan. When going all the way meant marry the man before the child. I never knew the pain of true love. My biggest fear, the redhead girl, would never come to marry Charlie Brown. No. A kiss and a red light raised my age, and a sip of wine to hit the good time. The basement prior made me laugh while the Jacksons said,
we get it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money, microphone checker, cause what's caught in cover without the Cinderella. Yo, chilling with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over
yes,
you, my
God. The freedom of walking the street, sleep at night, doors open wide. But being a pimp was not the end thing to do. When a gang was seven riding in a four-seater, a switch on your back, respect your fellow man. Back then it was cool for a village to raise your child. Backyard wedding receptions, barbecue feasts, block parties, dancing in the street. Grand Master Flash and Sugar Hill Gang were anomalies. Afros, dashikis, and white collar shirts, big hoops and mini skirts. When dancing down the Soul Train line is where I wanna be. Today we look the same, but everything has changed along for the days when we were free. Days and ways we used to
we get it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream get the money, microphone checker, cause what's caught in cover without the Cinderella. Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, click off when they reminisce over you, my God. I got the bell bottom, the illo fro, butterfly collar, coolie high camp flow, champagne supernova, leather interior, Donnie Hathaway booming as I recline, turn a couple corners, spice like piranha, summertime, hot like a sauna, dice against the wall, Chuck Taylor's on my feet, it's like we all family living on the same street, food stamp free teas, we pick our own switches, the first time I heard of Pimp ELD, right on your dick, got a gig, my neg, running up his coat, running to sit in bed. My big screen TV was a floor model. On the corner, brown bag with the 40 bottle. Black fist pumping, re-riot for the end. Shoot, might as well go ahead and steal something. We get it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream gets the money, microphone checker, cause what's caught in cover without the Cinderella. Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over you, my God.
Old school taking me back to days of soft ways and easy understanding, like when dancing was done in the basement under a red light, how the after hours joint would bang when the club would shut down, sweat pouring off our backs as we would freak, do the bump in the monorail. Days of old school.
Thank you.
Radio Live. Welcome to Money Monday. It is April the 2nd. What's good, everybody? Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. That was Neo Soldier. That joint right there was called Days. Okay, now, I heard a story. The story is so outlandish. I'm not sure if it is real or if it's fiction. It almost sounds like a story that was made up. It is so, like, out there. But there's a mother who is a lawyer. She's a married mother of three daughters. The three daughters are all married. One of the daughters and her husband moved in temporarily because they're having a house built. Now, I'm going to let that marinate for a moment because somebody is saying, that story sounds familiar. Yes, I heard it on a morning show one day. Actually, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and then there was a part two, letter that was written that adds on to the story, and which we'll get into that a little later. But back to the mother of three. One of her daughters have moved in temporarily to have a house built. One day, while the son-in-law is in the room, mother goes in looking for a remote control. How or why the remote control that she was looking for was in that room, I'm not sure. Well, Mom Dukes goes into the room, and somehow Mom Dukes ends up getting duped. Literally, she slipped and fell on something other than the remote control. Mom had sex with her son-in-law. Now, somehow, in the midst of this activity, another son-in-law walks in on this act. He doesn't become a part of the act, but he walks in on it and witnesses this act. I'm going to let you ponder all of that. And we'll be back. We're talking about like one of the wildest stories I've heard in a long time. This is Jake Powell. Breathe Again. We'll be right back.
Survive and then
Muhammad Radio Live. Back to the story at hand. Now, the mother of three somehow ends up in the bed with her son-in-law, is where we left off. While the act was going on with one son-in-law, the other son-in-law walks in and actually witnesses the episode. Now, from what I understand, Mom's looks like a mix between Pam Grier and Janet Jackson is what they describe. Now, I'm telling you, I really don't know if this story is true or if it's a made-up story, but it seems so 2012. I know people question the validity of some of, you know, what we hear every day in and out Monday through Saturday on this show, but it's awesome entertainment. I love it. The brother-in-law that walked in, according to the storyteller or the letter reader, says that Mom looked so good, the brother-in-law that walked in, you know, blackmail Mom, say, hey, if I can't get none of them, I'm going to spill the beans. Therefore, Mom Dukes had sex with that son-in-law too. Understand, her daughters are married to both of these men. Now, this is about the wildest I've heard, but it gets better. If you want to comment, hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Interesting story. They got naked.
Oh, Can you handle me sharing all of me with you? My hopes, my dreams, my fears, my insecurities. I just need to know if you can handle me naked. Giving all of me to you.
I'll take it. TM Hammond Radio Live, Naked Twin Spirits, inside this laid-back, quiet storm Monday. It is Monday, Monday. We had a roundtable discussion prepared, but we are just laying back, taking it easy, and I'm pretty much sharing one of the wildest stories I've heard in a long time. The saga continues. Before the last song, I think I shared the song. The story ended where one of the brother-in-laws had blackmailed the mother-in-law after walking in on her, and his brother-in-law followed the story. Now, pretty much said, if I can't get none, because you look so good, then I'm gonna spill the beans. She gave in, made it happen. Now, mom has gotten pregnant during this situation and really don't know who the baby daddy is. So, but let's go back a few steps. At the top of the story, I told you that she was a married lawyer. Mom is a upwardly mobile, high-powered diva, clearly, but she's married. And now she's had sex with two of her son-in-laws, and she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you explain this? First of all, how does this happen? Where's the dignity? Where's the self-respect? But how does this happen? I will repeat. I don't know if this story is real or if it's made up, but damn it, it's a good one. You are inside. And guess what? The saga continues. You are inside Money Monday. It's a smooth, laid-back, quiet storm Monday. It's Usher Climax. We'll be right back. It's a 9:39.
Go away.
Commit to me.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
and spirits, rules and regulations inside this Monday. I'm your hip hop informer, TMI, talking about one of the wildest stories that I've ever heard. Yes, moms at this point, after sleeping with both of her son-in-laws, is pregnant. If you're just tuning in, it is 9:49 here on the East Coast, 6:49 out there in Los Angeles, California. I need you to go back and check the top of the podcast. Not only will you get smooth sounds inside this quiet storm Money Monday, but you'll catch the story from the beginning. What do you do when you're married and you are a prominent lawyer and you're pregnant and you don't know who the father is? You don't know if it's your husband or one of your two son-in-laws. We're talking about a mother of three. All of her daughters are married, and one is living with her temporarily, her daughter and her husband, because they're having a house built. Somehow or another, mom sleeps with one of the brothers, brother-in-laws, that is. Another walks in, pretty much uses that as a weapon. I think it's called blackmail. Say, hey, give me a little, or it's going down. I'm going to spill the beans. She gave in. You know, mom is a garden tool. Let me just get that out, because I know y'all saying it. Y'all said it already. You've been following. She's a garden tool, and she's, like, just disrespectful. She's kind of wrecked the whole family. For what? A few minutes? Couldn't have been no more. You know, now she's pregnant. How do you explain that? How do you explain that? Where did I get this from? This isn't anyone in my family. This isn't anyone I know. I'm not even sure. The story's interesting. But, again, it's so 2012. It sounds like it has happened somewhere. You know, anytime, you know, Jerry Springer is still on after 20 years and Maury Povich is still on, you know, this is going on somewhere. This has happened somewhere. Now, the part two to this situation is another letter supposedly was written in where one of the two that actually slept with the mother was telling us that the mother called a meeting at the house. Mom Dukes called a meeting at the house. And in this letter, he explained what went down at the meeting. When we come back, we'll talk about what was shared about what went down at the meeting. This is My Last Mile, Shalique Rivers, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back. It's a 9:52. It's Monday.
Jeez. Now I'm pounding the pavement, just like the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it, standing in the station. Way too crowded in here, and everybody's trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my last mile, running, running, running. So I can't stop now. These chairs, I can't stop now. I'm on my last mile, running, running, running. So I can't stop.
Like I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes. and I'm no longer nameless. And everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous. I find another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here, but dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
You make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my last mile,
thinking I don't wanna be famous. No, that's what I said. I don't wanna be famous, but now I'm gonna be famous.
Thank you.
who was recently here in Tampa, Florida. Last Monday, put on an awesome show, Mary J. Love No Limits Inside Money Monday. It's a laid-back Monday. April the 2nd, the first Monday of the second quarter, reminding you that you can maximize your wealth at any age. It is a Money Monday, so inside this hour, it is now 10:01 here on the East Coast, 7:01 on the West Coast. If you are in your 20s and your 30s, this is a good time to get your debt down and to focus on debt. Money experts draw up a blueprint, you know, for financial success. And the latest Ebony magazine, which has Tyler Perry, actually, this is not the latest at all. So I'm not even going to say anything further than that. But if you have a version of an Ebony with Tyler on the front, you know what I'm talking about. Inside of an achievement article, Money Talks, Ebony, this article was actually written by, let me give credit where credit is due. If I can, yes, it was by Christopher Long. And he talks about, I think, some real practical things that you can do financially as I sift through the book and the article here. Maximize your wealth at any age is the topic. And the first tip, you know, make a budget and learn to live within your means. Toya provides us feedback on a consistent basis about living within our means. But you got to understand your net income and your personal expenses. Budgeting is not exciting, but, you know, it helps you to kind of see where everything's going, and that's really important. And whether you're in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s, you know, it's never too late to kind of get it back on track. Another tip was to set up an emergency fund. I went through a Dave Ramsey course last year. I shared that. As I was going through that process, and, you know, Dave Ramsey suggests $1,000 in an emergency fund. You know, I think at the end of the day, what's recommended, you know, really is like a six-month, you know, situation where, you know, you could be out of work or sick or, you know, go on vacation, you know, if you were in that kind of situation. You know, and just do whatever you want and not be in a devastating, you know, bind. Another tip that is was aggressively pay off debt. I know sometimes, you know, in the situations that we're in, we kind of let debt overrun or overtake us. But never get to a situation where you really aren't in the know of where you are with debt. I just wanted to make sure that we talk about Money Monday, that we actually share some tips to help you. We'll keep this going throughout the night as we pick back up with the ridiculous story we left off with in the last hour. Now, go back and check the podcast because we're going to move forward with the story. Mom is pregnant by one of the brother-in-laws. So one of the brother-in-laws writes in to say, Mom calls a meeting at the house. She announces that she's pregnant and it's one of brother-in-laws. She actually identifies that it's a specific brother-in-law, the brother-in-law that's actually staying with her, with the daughter and the brother, the ones that are temporarily living there because they are building a house, is the one that she states she's pregnant by. The brother-in-law stated that his wife starts to bite him and kick him as the mother-in-law spilled the beans and said that she did this because her husband had actually cheated on her with one of his friends a year prior to. Can you imagine the mayhem that exist in this house right now. Can you imagine mom's lack of responsibility and, to me, accountability, you know, to her daughters? Just, I mean, she threw that out the door for a cheap thrill. Now she's pregnant, and she's pregnant by, let me figure this out now. So if this is her son-in-law, we got to take a break so I can figure out the relationship of the baby. The baby's daddy is, it's too confusing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let me figure it out, and we'll be right back. This is a gift. Actually, no, let's go to Brooklyn, baby. Paris Tone, we'll be back. Crazy story. We went back.
Thank you. chicks is a penny. One at a penny, yo, I rig my girl a 20. Looking in your eyes when we sipping on some henny. Trips overseas, doing in the Mr. Child. I cherish every moment, every time that she's around. All black, bluey shade, classy, yeah, she wanted me. Tell her I'm talking, she can have me if she wanted me. Things I wanna tell you, my heart's not speaking to my brain, so my mouth doesn't know what to say. Your body out your leg, cause your hips just looking scrumptious. My love will hit you hard like a boxer throwing punches. No copper, she don't want your dollars. Your chick a Reebokker, she more like a Skoda. Different dollars, the chick your girl wanna be. And she's just that I wanna be.
You look so good, can I get your name?
Thank you. passed you by, then I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying you laughed goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life, now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Now just been drugged down the hallway to the bathroom. And
had his head dumped in the toilet. What kind of behavior is this for a mother? What kind of behavior is this? It's pretty ridiculous. Pretty, pretty ridiculous. I'm thinking this is writing at its best. But, you know, they tell us that these letters are real, so I'm going to believe that. However, I think it's very entertaining, you know, if they're not real. But, hey, give the benefit of the doubt. It is Money Monday, even though we are having fun with this story tonight. You can jump on it, 917-889-3926. Go back and check the whole podcast so you can not only just rock out to some smooth sounds tonight, but you'll get the whole story as well as these tips. Now, the last tip was aggressively pay off debt. And this is coming out of an achievement Money Talk section of Ebony Magazine. They referred to debt draining your income and stalling your accumulation of wealth. That next tip that was provided really was surrounding an important piece, I think, to employers. It was invest as much as you can, specifically if you are able to contribute to a company's 401k with the match. You know, do everything that you can to contribute to at least the matching limit. You know, don't leave extra money on the table, you know, with an employer. It's also important to, you know, look into Roths and RAs and, you know, life insurance and 401ks and, you know, casualty insurance, stocks, bonds, you know, those type of things. It's important to have a balanced portfolio that includes, you know, those things, both domestic and foreign companies, you know, established and new companies, you know, with potential growth. So, again, we are trying to help you with your money matters inside this Money Monday. We are just straight laid back chilling. This evening. Ladies had a night off, and I'm just rocking it, holding it down by myself, and I ain't mad at that. It's a Boston far away.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very pride. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me, don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rule. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asked me, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes eyes, I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my brother's secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with Mr. Rock and flipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And Caesar only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yes. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen.
Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Anticipating you. watching you so much, baby, just to feel your touch. Tell me, boy, just what you want, and I'll do it, whatever you want.
I love how you move.
Anticipating inside this laid back Money Monday. I'm your hip hop informer, that dude TM Hyman. It's 10:36 on the East Coast, 7:36 on the West Coast. You can hit us up 917-889-3926. Reading a book right now called Little Red Book of Selling. A very interesting read. 12.5 Principles of Sales Greatness, How to Achieve Sales forever. I'm not really a good salesperson. I don't sell myself well, which is really interesting to some people because marketing media is my thing. But I'm just talking about me as an individual. You know, I'm not someone who's going to sit and, you know, in my opinion, you know, brag about, you know, what I do. You know, I'd rather for somebody else to really tell you what I do. You know, to me, that's just a principle. But I'm learning, you know, again, how to sell in a way that's conducive, you know, for my style, but really based on some principles that really has nothing to do with anything we're talking about tonight. Just wanted to share a little bit about what I'm doing. Hey, if you are in your 40s, you know, Christopher Long is encouraging you to open up a Roth individual retirement account. That's an IRA. If you never knew what an IRA actually meant, the acronym stands for Individual Retirement Account. And you are encouraged, you know, to get one, assuming that you're already getting the full match of your employer's 401k plan. Now is the time to open up a Roth IRA. To which you can contribute up to $5,000 per year through a low-cost mutual fund company. You have to do your research, you know, though, on those different companies. It's so many out there, so many different type of mutual funds. Make sure that you get the facts. If you're unsure about how to invest, you know, start with, like, a target retirement fund. You know, the company will pick the investment that's best suited for you, you know, but make sure you ask a lot of questions. They also, they being Ebony and Christopher Long, is encouraging consistently raise your 401k contribution. If you are getting the full match, of course, again, and you're hitting that $5,000, you know, yearly, you know, getting that to the Roth IRA. You know, you can still save, you know, increase your 401k plan contribution. You can contribute up to $16,000, or I know it was like $16,500 last year. Again, you know, just encouraging you to be, you know, smarter about your money. You know, update your insurance as well as have enough life insurance if you are in your 40s. You know, you should ask yourself, am I saving enough for retirement? you know, that is really something that's important. I don't think we focus on that enough in our 20s. But again, if you're in your 20s and your 30s, you know, make a budget and then learn how to live within your means and definitely set up that emergency fund. If you are in your 40s, apply the feedback just provided. And for those in their 50s, hey, we'll be right back with a couple of tips for you, too. This is Neo Soldier. We'll be right back to your Mama Radio Live. Tips for the 50s.
Easy to get along with, but hard to know, I suppose. Still waters run deep, but streams flow from rivers birthed by seas conceived in an ocean wave overflows so deep it's understated. Judged exterior by my quantity, so my quality is underrated.
That's a good thing.
I'm an enigma, that thin line between love and hate. Either you get me or you just ain't. I speak in concrete, but my life be abstract. Sometimes theoretical, but at times contradictory to who you thought I was. It's not intentional, I'm just neo-dimensional. Torn between holy and whorish tendencies, my mantises can sear the mentals of the most contently moral mortal. Decadent till the sutras regarded as missionary. Love's free enough to cry out, oh my God. If two make it one, then stand unashamed in praise and cry out to my God. My worship intently pure to earth shakes, heaven moves, hell cringes and creation bows. I rock the mark of the redeemed, living that fine balance between human and his. I'm not perfect, but I am his perfection.
I see that.
Surprise, a little something special. But you can get to know me if I let that. Different, another way you'll never see. You know the only way to be me. Surprise, a little something special.
Presence not an occurrence but a situation. Declared lyrically out saying, cause when you've been sane, skirts and shirts or shots of time release, spans of time release your life as you hug yourself and stare your dreams away in a whitewashed world. Some say I be deep, but mostly I be geek. Would rather read than speak, so I marry them. Can't reduce my poetry to simplistic prose using six words and four lines, five profane with the and in between. Your cognizance of my simulations of humanity's verisimilitudes is paramount, so I script hard, not lazy with my rhyme. I study craft to be good at my crime. Lift and flow irrelevant to teach you what you think you know. Just help you remember if you nod while you grow.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Just run away, you've never seen.
You know the only way to be seen.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see.
Gospel, jazz, simmered, and neo-soul sauce with an order of true hip-hop on the side and a tall drink of old school. Raised in the days of all-day plays of That's My Jam on the phonograph with a penny on the arm and nights of dedications of quiet storms. The authentic synthetic sounds leave me in unrest, so I remain true to the real. Singers who sing, not manufactured with a computer screen. Earth, wind, feel, be my fire. A love of your own, my creed. All hail to the queen of soul, giving him something he can feel. And MJ, the way you make me feel. I refuse to call evil good and good evil. Singing an artist's art. I rest easy in today's silence and yesterday's noise, cause I be a reflection of the way life used to be. My enigmaism say I can do that and not care how you feel about that. Not trying to be different, I just am.
Trying to be different.
Gotta be
Enigma inside Money Monday. It's your hip hop informer, that dude TM Hyman, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, with 15 minutes left in the show. Give it up for Domair, live out of Chesapeake tonight. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for having me. You know what, Terrence? What you're going to stop doing is mentioning the term before you mention my name.
It is what it is. Everybody see what time it is. They've been rocking with me for an hour and 45 minutes. They see what time it is.
That's my whole point. They see what time it is. We don't need you to reiterate. Reiterating it for you, I'm mad. Good evening,
no,
world. How's everybody doing?
No doubt, we're doing good. It's been a quiet storm Monday, playing all the smooth hits. And talking about a ridiculous story that that I heard on a popular radio show, and I'll recap the story in a minute at 10:46, my friends. But I'll go back to the tips for folks in their 50s. This was written by Catherine Brown, and her focus inside of this achievement money talk piece was controlled risk. And her, you know, number one tip was run the numbers for people in their 50s. You know, assuming that you are already maxing out on employer investment plans, you should run your retirement date and tax bracket through a cost-benefit calculator to see if it's better to pay taxes now or later. As your retirement age gets closer, there may not be as much benefit to contributing to a fund like a Roth IRA over, an employer plan that will reduce taxes now. So, run the numbers. Number two, take advantage of the tax loopholes. If you started late, even though you may have contributed, to the maximum amount of your tax-deferred company plan, you still may need to save more to retire, when you want to. Fortunately, you've got options. So take advantage of the tax loopholes. Number three, consider bonds. IRAs and mutual funds aren't the only options. Consider some bonds. And if you are in your 50s, we're talking about controlled risk tonight inside Money Monday. Begin actively planning for retirement. If you are in your 50s, it's right around the corner. So run the numbers, take advantage of the loopholes, consider bonds, and, actively begin to plan for retirement. Again, tips that will help you to take care of your business. This wild story that we've shared, go back and check out the podcast, my friends, if you just joined us. Domair, there was a mother who is a lawyer. I don't know what part of the country she's in, but she has three daughters. One of her daughters and her husband was living with them temporarily because they was having a house built. One day, the mother went looking for the remote control, and she found more than remote control because she ended up sleeping with her son-in-law.
So
the saga continues. That's just part, one, and there's about 12 parts to the story. It sounds something sounds a little bit crazy, like R. Kelly's The Closet. Remember that? So while this act is going on, another brother-in-law walks in on them, and he sees what's happening. He didn't become a part of it, but he sees what's happening. So he later on says to the mother, in-law, what's up? Can I get in on this action, or I might have to spill the beans? She gave in on the action. So now she slept with two son-in-laws, and now Mom Dukes ends up pregnant.
Yo, are you sick? What? Is it West Virginia?
Mom is married. Mom is married. So she calls a meeting, and she reveals to the family which son-in-law has actually gotten her pregnant and why she did this. She claims she did this because her husband had cheated on her a year ago with one of his best friends. So that was her way of getting back at him. But not only did she get back at him, she ruined, you know, a relationship with her daughters. So she spills the beans. And so one of the brother-in-laws has actually written in to say, you know, now that everybody knows our business, I know a little secret about another brother-in-law. You know, he was seen down at, you know, a drag club, you know, kissing another man. You know, should we tell that story too? This is like the most whacked out family I've heard in a long time. It was like, I'm not even sure this is a true story. It sounds like a make-believe story. But that's pretty crazy, right?
Yo, are you serious?
You're like, yeah, that's make-believe.
It got to be, boy. That's a good movie. Oh, my God. That just, come on now. That sounds like some Jerry Springer. It just don't sound real.
Right.
I'm supposed to believe that?
Hey, it was interesting enough for me to talk about it all night long. Hey, we'll be right back. This is our Bezel Get a Room to Your Mama Radio Live.
We've all been waiting for. Give it up. Four.
Mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. One look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you the one lady with. Whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to taste. And we attack each other like it was the last of the case. Into the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Let me touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little nail, let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. More passion I get, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. It's hard to resist when I give you that.
Lay your body next to me.
Muhammad Radio Live. Though Mayor, live out of Chesapeake. Your hip-hop informer live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. We've shared some pretty good tips. Go back and check them out. Listen to the podcast Inside Money Monday for those in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Though Mayor, you sure that won't your mama? Oh no, you only got one sister. You only got one sister.
You better stop playing around, because you know my mama. Don't let me tell on you. Boy, these people got to be from West Virginia. This is ridiculous. Are you serious? And she done ended up praying. She couldn't go sleep with her husband's best friend? What in the world would make her think you sleep with her son-in-law?
Hey,
I mean,
check
you
this out, though. Why didn't, like, dad go off, like, before? Because he had been snipped. So clearly it wasn't his baby. Like, what's really going on back at the ranch?
Because he can't go off because he know he had already done wrong. When you done your dirt, you been found out. What? How much rah-rah can you really bring to the table? She didn't. She didn't leave him.
Right.
She put up with him. So he couldn't really say too much. I know he's feeling. Of course he's feeling some type of way. You know, but at the same time, he can't throw no stones. But for real, she had to end up. She couldn't use a condom, huh? She just couldn't use. That's a nasty mama.
Pretty. Yeah, isn't that pretty out there?
Man, that's way past out. That's just, you know what, there's a special place and a special place for her. That just don't make no sense. I'm not saying that's where she's going, but I'm just saying God does forgive. Woo!
He does.
Woo! Honey, I am sickened. You hear me? And you know what, before we go, I was watching the show with, I didn't even realize my teenager was watching this show, but we don't have to stop this. This is ridiculous. Kind of similar, the goddaughter apparently gets adopted by her godmom. Now they're kind of like she's living in the house with her godmom or adopted mom, and now she wants to date the brother. And she's going to go on the show next week. The show episode is talking about she's going to tell him, I'm late. They didn't have sex already. She gets mad at the adoptive mother or the godmother because she said, y'all gonna stop having sex in my house. He's talking about her. She gets mad that the little boy agrees with his mom and said, I can't believe he didn't set up for me. Little girl, you nasty. That's your brother. What are these people thinking about?
Isn't that what Bobby Christina just did? You know, to the little dude.
Oh, my God.
That Whitney had adopted.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm disgusted. I'm gonna. Y'all. Let's just. In the name of look, people, please be a blessing. Be a blessing. We can. Jesus wept. Be a blessing.
Good night, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show.